Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. It's City Day on the show. We've got Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy joining us here on the program. And the meeting tonight is at 7 o'clock. Number of ways you can tune into that. You can go in person, but it is limited to 29 people in City Hall. They've also got those meetings streamed very efficiently on cityofmhk.com/TV. You can, if you're like me, on your smartphone, you can watch on your smartphone, cast it to your television, and then watch it on the big screen. It's really nice. Or you can go on Facebook, watch it that way, or Cox Cable Channel 3 as well. Let's talk about some of the other items here on the agenda tonight. And item C, there might be some interest here among the community with it, and you guys are going to be talking about considering utility rate increases. This has to do with stormwater, water, and wastewater.
Right. Traditionally, we look at these, our three primary utility funds towards the end of the year with regard to rates for 2021 in this case. So for the next year, as opposed to setting those rates mid-year with the budget. So we look at some of our actual proceeds. So like last year, you remember it was a really wet year. So our sales were down substantially. And so that may or may not impact what we might do with rate increases. So we had forecasted 3% rate increases in each of our utility funds, our stormwater, our water rates, and our wastewater rates. In addition, we've been talking with the commissioners the past year or so with the levy improvements that are currently under design and scheduled to be bid the middle of next year, and how we're going to pay for those improvements. And we've talked about because of the levy is an important stormwater infrastructure component, as well as it protects our water and wastewater plants. Talked about paying 70% of those are roughly $12 million requirements and local match for the levy improvements from the stormwater fund, and then 15% each from the water and wastewater funds. And we've talked about in order to do that, having an additional 3% surcharge added to each of those funds in order to start generating the funds to help pay for that ultimate debt service, even though we're entering into a construction timeline. And back in August, when we had the work session with the commissioners, that seemed to be agreeable to that. And so we're looking, and we'll have some scenarios for the commissioners to look at tonight, whether they want to continue with that scenario, which would essentially result in about a 6% increase in each of those funds. And we'll show commissioners what that will do for various customers, both on a residential and commercial side. On the stormwater, we're in a we've been in a phased increase there from we switched to equivalent residential units, which is basically a square footage calculation of what's your footprint of your lot and how does it impact stormwater flows. So obviously, if you've got a house with a big yard, your impact is less than a convenience store that has no lawn. It's all so the runoff is much greater and quicker off that that commercial lot. And so one of the things that our rate study found was that there was some disparity there between some of those rates. And so we've been in a five-year phased program, which gradually increases those residential rates a little bit, but also brings those commercial rates along to be more equivalent. And so everything's kind of factored on a, again, equivalent residential unit. So you might have a house that I spoke of, which has one residential unit versus that quick shop, which might be equivalent to four residential units. So that's really the calculation that's done physically for each property in the city. And so this is the fourth, 2021 would be the fourth of that five-year flattening that's part of that original 3% increase. So those are really the issues, and whether or not the commission wants to implement the additional 3% surcharges at this point. One of the factors that we talked about back in July during the budget discussion was that by doing so, It will generate some funds that will be able to pay down the principal before bonding those levy improvements. If we don't do that and we delay those rate increases or those surcharges, then we're going to pay more in the interest on the back end. So either is okay, just understand that there'll be impacts to not implement it now and to implement it later based on what those debt scenarios are. Obviously, interest rates are very favorable right now. Whether they will be that way in 2 or 3 years when we do that permanent financing is yet to be determined.
All right. So under this, under these proposals, my water bill that I get once a month is usually between $80 and $90. Would that go up just maybe a few dollars here then?
Yeah, the normal rate increases, I think the combined, I don't have that in front of me right now, but we do have those examples for commercials. But yeah, it would be a few dollars a month for a typical residential unit.
Okay. And obviously, no one likes to see those, at least the customers don't like to see a huge increases here. But obviously, a lot of stuff that you said this will pay for going forward. Mayor Reddy, any thoughts on this or what maybe the commission's will be?
You know, I've been on this, this is my seventh year on the city commission, and we've just recently by like 3 years maybe, have really discussed utility rates and increases. And you mentioned yours is about $20, $60, $70. What did you say yours was?
It's usually right between 80 and 90.
Yeah, 80 and 90. So that would be about $2 or $3 increase. So I think, you know, we're talking about, I think $1.66 a surcharge, and then increase the, water and wastewater rates from 3% and an additional 3% to 6% increase. And those rates are in the packets if anybody wants to go and look at how that might impact them. But that'll be about $2 or $3 for residential, and for commercial, it'll be just a little bit more. I think, you know, as people develop their homes or build new homes or even apartments and such, there's more efficiency in the way the plumbing is done these days, and water usage, you know, toilets automatically shut themselves off or lights turn off themselves. So there's different ways that efficiencies are being managed. And because of COVID, we also had a big employers such as Kansas State University, which didn't have to use as much water because so many students were either online or remote, or they shut down several of their buildings. So this impacts the how much we collect on our end, and we still need to maintain the entire city. One of the benefits of having local government is water, clean water, and roads, and wastewater systems that work, and all of these things that we still need to take care of. So I think it'll be a good discussion, but I don't see anything unreasonable in this, especially since we're talking about the levy. You know, the federal government, put in $10 million. And when I say they put it in, that's our taxpayer money. So we're basically putting back our own taxpayer money into this levy and hopefully help with some of our flooding issues in some areas in Manhattan. So I think this is going to a bigger cause, which is the levy, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, just clarification, the estimated cost on the levy is about $33 million, and the federal government's providing two-thirds of that, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, very good. It'll be an interesting discussion here tonight. There's also item D here on the agenda, and that is consider procurement and purchasing related policies. What does this exactly entail, Ron?
Sure, Brandon. Thanks. So a couple of meetings ago, the commission made some changes to our charter ordinance that dealt with specific types of public improvements and purchasing authority. We've been looking at this and talking about amending our policies, which really are some efficiency moves to allow for us to, as a staff and me personally, as city manager or my office, to look at approvals. And so that approval limit in most cases was about 20,000. And the commission approved it in the charter ordinance to go to 50,000. There was currently in the emergency ordinance, we have that at 75. This would bring all of our additional procurement policies and put it in line with the charter ordinance the commission approved and put that level at 50,000. So anything under 50,000 would be under my authority to be able to make a determination on, still subject to all of our existing purchasing protocols. And then anything over 50,000 would go to the commission for approval.
I see. Okay. Mary, any comments on that? Or
no, I think it's pretty, like Ron mentioned, we'll probably have a little bit of discussion on it. This was the first year since I've been on the city commission that we've increased it to 50. Since I've been on, it's been, at 20 for as long as I can remember. So I think trying to align everything makes sense.
Okay. Well, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll take a look at the consent agenda here for the commission tonight. Much more still to come. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.